Flattening the Curve. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We hope that this will be short-lived. And let me just say this. This is one of the reasons that we have to work so hard to slow the spread of this disease.
Governor Bill Lee yesterday in what is becoming a daily news briefing, giving updates on the coronavirus that's taking control of every aspect of our lives, and being diligent in containing the virus is his key message.
If we can arrest this, or certainly mitigate it to a degree that it doesn't have an overburdening effect on our healthcare system, if we can address this in a meaningful way, we soften the financial blow to the economy of this country. It's why it matters that people wash their hands and stay home if they're sick and don't go out if they don't have to and don't go to a bar, a crowded bar, and do all of those things that everyone is reminding us to do. It's why this is so important, because people's lives and livelihoods will be profoundly impacted based on how every single Tennessean responds to this.
The governor has urged school districts statewide to close for at least to the end of March and even further. And based on CDC recommendations for no one to participate in gatherings of more than 50, some suggest no more than 10. Dr. Lisa Piercy, the commissioner of the Tennessee Department of Health, says we have to do everything we can to slow the spread of this virus.
And that's the entire point, as the governor just mentioned, about flattening the curve. That line, when you see the chart on flattening the curve, that horizontal line is the threshold of where our health system anywhere can tolerate the influx. And so by spreading out and slowing down number of new cases, our health system is able to keep up better.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.